אחינו
כל עז ישראל
אחינו כל עז ישראל
עזור
צהרה ומשיביון עמדים בין בים ובין בים הפושון ויחיו קומץ ישראל אחינו קומץ ישראל
Okay, one of the things that we, Baruch Hashem, have been blessed to focus on is Lashon Hara. And learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara and becoming more sensitive, which is very difficult. It's very, very difficult. It's difficult because one of the things that, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, one of the things that pulls a person away from his purpose in the world is chevra, is people, is friends, is talking, and chevra, as the Ramchal calls it, the chevras hatipshim, hanging out with stupid. Now, of course, everyone's beautiful, but that doesn't mean you're not stupid. A person could be stupid, and when I say stupid, I don't mean IQ. I mean stupid conversations. Conversations about nothingness. Conversations about literally nothing. Literally hevel, just nothing. Nothingness, which is maybe, unfortunately, to talking negative things. A person doesn't just go straight usually to talk negatively about people. It's a culture that someone could sit around and talk things that are not relevant. You know, dibur is very, very powerful. Dibur, the way a person speaks, it's very, very powerful. Dibur is actually malchus. Malchus is dibur. That's why Tehillim is all diburim of David HaMelech, David HaMelech. David is Malchus. Because it's all Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, Tefillah. All of our Tefillah basically comes from Tehillim. I'm not talking about what Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put together as far as Shemoneh Esrei and Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah. But most of the tefillah that we're used to comes from Tehillim. Why? Because your mouth is very, 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 very powerful. And you could see who a person is based on what comes out of his mouth, right? You can meet somebody and he looks a certain way or she looks a certain way, and you have a conversation with them and you hear what comes out of their mouth, and you're like, you right away could tell what type of person they are based on what the content of the conversation is. Someone who says good morning, someone who says thank you, someone who says I'd rather not talk about other people, someone who talks softly, someone who talks avodas Hashem, someone who talks about life. And it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult because, like I said, your chevra, and chevra is, you want to, is malashon chibur. You want to connect with people. People think connecting to people is through talking. And it's so funny because connecting to people sometimes is even greater not talking. Let me give you an example. You're going out with somebody for the first time and you're sitting in the car with them. It could be you're out on a date, or it could be you're meeting somebody and you're sitting with them in the car. So you want to make sure the music's on, right? In our day, you turn on the radio. They don't have radios anymore. You just connect your Bluetooth, right? But it used to be, so you turn on the, well, CarPlay. So you turn on the radio and you have music. You have music. You have music. Why am I going like that?
Did you use a tuning fork?
The dial. So what's the pshat? Now, when you're sitting with somebody who you're close with, you're sitting with your father in a car, your mother in a car, your brother in the car, your best friend in the car, you could just space out. And or there used to be a time. What? There's no awkward silence. There's no awkward silence. It's not awkward silence. There's no awkward. And then the silence is whatever, or there's awkward talk also. It's called awkward. It's when you're not close to somebody, when you don't feel close to someone. So a lot of times people think the speech is the connector, when a lot of times the speech is the disconnector. And if everybody would learn, and it's difficult, it's very difficult to be quiet. One of the reasons, and especially with you guys, and myself included, but a generation where a person is always, Mata, Ata Shomea, live over here, Aviel.
Of course, how can I not?
Aviel, I'm standing up for you, Aviel. Woo! Kavod HaTorah, Aviel. Mitgagim Elecha, we miss you, Aviel, we miss you.
Miss you too,
see, the Aviel, you could hear, he could hear the recording. He doesn't want to hear the recording. He wants to hear it live. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person learns to be able to sit with himself, and you have to learn it. You have to learn to be able to sit with yourself. You could start with 5 minutes. You could start with 1 minute. You could start with taking a walk by yourself. When a person learns to sit by himself, this parsha, this week's parsha, is Tazria Mitzoira. The Mitzoira, why is, ooh, Shalom Aleichem. What's a Mitzoira? Mitzoira is Motzi Ra. That's what Chazal tell us. Tazria is also, the parsha of Negayim is Mitzora. What does that mean, Motzi Ra? What does that mean, Motzi Ra? What's the punishment, so to speak, or what's the ramifications of the Mitzora? What does he do? Anybody know what he does? But after they're figuring out whether he's a Mitzora, what's the main thing he does? What does he do? And what does he do? He sits alone. And Chazal tell us, why does he sit alone? Why does he sit alone? So there are different reasons, right? There are different reasons. The main reason why he sits alone, the Metzora, and I think this is very deep, is because the only reason he got into the problems that he got into, the only reasons that he got into the problems that he got into is because he didn't sit alone. He didn't sit alone. And he was relying on everyone else and everything else to give him a sense of who he is. To give him a sense of who I am. Where do I get a sense of who I am? Do I get it from someone else? Or do I get it from within myself? And I've said this many times. To get a compliment and to get validation from somebody else. I think we spoke about this recently. To get validation from someone else. Mwah! It's beautiful. For someone to say, oh, you're such a great guy. It's beautiful. I'll take that all day. Tell me how great I am. Tell me I love compliments. I mean, I struggle with it. But I'm saying, everyone loves compliments. And it's beautiful to compliment someone. But if that's where you're getting your juice from, if that's where you're getting your life from, if that's where you're getting it from. Now, when you're a little kid, that's what happens. That's the problem. The problem is when you're a little kid and you never got it, so you think you passed it over and you don't have to get it. No, you're still that little kid who needs everyone to fill you up and to fill your cup up. The problem is when you're older and older, they have to fill up this whole base medrash with water. When you're a little kid, okay, it's a different, we've had that. What?
Is that love fiction? The cup's not overflowing?
Okay, good, good. That's for a no mic Monday conversation. Mm-hmm. The love avoidant, though, well, it's fine. Yes, it could be. The love avoidant also could have that. But yes, correct. They have such a need. And again, I want to be very, very clear, Ari, and this is very, very important. To want and to like people to like you and to get compliments is very, very healthy. It's healthy. I want people to like me. I want people to feres lay mina adam. It's good for people to say you're a good guy. It's a good that's very healthy for us. But if that's where you're getting your chias from, that's where you're getting your life from, or I can validate myself, or I can learn to validate myself. You see, the mitzora, the irony of the mitzora, his problem is that he's motzi ra. The problem is he's talking too much. He's trying too hard. Maybe like Ari's saying, the quote-unquote love addict, which we're not going to talk about deeply now, which we all have. I want the validation. I need the validation. I don't exist without the validation. Okay, so what do I do? What do I do? You know what you do? Mitzora. You sit alone. I can't sit alone. It's too hard for me to sit alone. Sit alone. You know why? Because the less time you sit alone, the more you're going to dig yourself a pit. You're going to dig yourself to be that mitzora that's motzi ra. Because I'm not being motzi. I'm not saying you're a good guy. I'm not saying complimenting you. I'm not saying good things. What I'm doing as the Maral, we've spoken about this many times. The Maral says that the mitzora, motzi ra. The Maral says, and I've said this to you guys, the Maral says that there are four people who are considered dead. Someone who's blind, Rachman al-Itzlan, someone who's poor, someone someone who has no children, and someone who is a mitzora. And the Maral says, what's the common denominator? The common denominator between all four of them, the blind person needs someone to help his way. The poor person needs everybody to help him. The person without children can't give. He's not giving. He needs everybody. He doesn't have the chias from within himself. The mitzora, where does he get his life from? I need to talk about everybody else. If I have nobody else to talk to, if I have nobody to talk to, if I have nothing to stimulate me, if I don't have anybody to give me, right? You know what? No, it's very difficult. This is a heavy one. This is a heavy one. Someone told me recently a great line from their therapist. Great, great line. Would you go out with yourself on a second date? Do you want to go out with yourself again? Why you like that? You've heard that? It's like a... Would you go out with yourself on a second date? Right? You go out with a girl on a date.
Was that wrong on two dates?
Okay, would you go out on a third date? whatever it is. Would you go? Would you do again? Would you go out again? And once a person, you ready for this? Avi ala ta shomea. Okay, no pressure. Okay, good. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off guard. I just got excited. I saw your phone again. Oh, you have to unmute. Okay, good. Ruven Yaina. Beautiful. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when you begin to fall, listen to this, it's very deep. It's very, very deep. You gotta learn, and I myself am the first one to learn this. So don't think that I've done this. I'm not saying that I'm over this and I've done this. I'm gonna work on myself more. You gotta learn, ready for this? You gotta learn, and underline that word learn. You have to learn to fall in love with yourself. You have to learn to fall in love with yourself. Because a lot of times we hate ourselves. And we're waiting to love somebody else. And that someone else will love me. And when you learn to love yourself, and it's a crazy thing to think this madriga, and you learn that you're in love with yourself, and then you get into a relationship, then your relationships, that's what toxic relationships are. You know what toxic relationships are? Toxic's like the most toxic, I don't know, the most, but definitely up there. I didn't study toxic relationships. The most toxic relationship would be is that I hate myself and she hates herself and I need her to love me because I hate myself and she needs me to love her because she hates herself. The healthiest relationships are, and this is even after you're married, because when you're married, it doesn't just happen. When you're 21, 22, 23, and you get married, Mirat Hashem, you're not a perfect person. You're not finished the job, but at least you know that I got to work on loving myself, falling more in love with myself. Because when I learn to love myself, then I could receive the love from somebody else. I could take the love from someone else. So the Maharal says, you have your hand up? 1 second, please. The if you don't mind, the Maharal says that the Metzora is someone who needs everybody else to give them so much love. Now you're going to say, what's wrong with that? You're right. We all need people to give us love, but I need to learn to learn to really love myself, to accept myself, to develop myself, to spend time with myself, to really get to know myself, to really spend. And I want to say something, and then Ruven Yonah, I'll let you ask your question. I mean this in such a deep, deep, deep way. I'm telling you, it's so clear to me. The Yetzer, I really believe this. Maybe Ari, maybe you'll give a post. You'll be fine with it, but Ari keeps me in check in a good way. I believe that it's one of the real Yetzeharas of this generation is the obsession, and I mean that underlying obsession with other people and other things and the media and the news and the TikTok and the I don't know where everybody's holding with. I'm not holding and I'm not from your generation of Instagram. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what it means. I don't mean that I'm better. I just can't. I don't know what that means. The obsession of you know, my generation was more like movies. Like we in my generation it was like we went to the movie theater. I don't know how to explain what that means. It means there were like four movies playing. I used to go to the Plaza. Four movies playing. That's it. Four movies playing. Just four. Nebuch. Four movies playing, and they were playing at like different times, and the theater was closed at like 9:30 at night, and that's it. There was no VCR. I don't know if you guys know what a VCR. There was no movies at home. There was no this. When they. So why am I saying that? I'm just saying, so that's not what's going on now. When a person's 8 years old, and we have to talk about this. I spoke about it by Rosh Chodesh. We have to talk about it. Your phone You're the social media, the detaching yourself from yourself doesn't even give you a chance to go out on a date with yourself. You don't even have a chance to get to know yourself. Okay, go Ruven Yona.
Here he talks about falling out of love with your kala.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that should happen with yourself, or are we already out?
Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful question, Ruven Yona. Great, great question. And yes, you will fall out of love. First of all, first you have to fall in love with yourself. Not you. First, a person needs to fall in love with themselves. And then, yes, you will fall out of love with yourself. And then you'll fall back in love. It's the same math. It's the same equation. What Ruven Yonah is talking about is that I always say, you fall in love with your wife, and then you, look at that, good to see you. Wow, what a schuss. You fall in love. Yeah, go ahead.
You want to start treating your wife or yourself differently then.
You won't.
After you fall in love.
Correct. You won't treat your wife different.
Or yourself, hopefully.
Well, it's the same. The same. Your wife and your children will get the closest criticism and dysfunction to yourself that you have. You'll get your biggest dysfunction, and you'll give to your wife and your children. Probably your children will get. It's a good Shaila. Your children probably will get more just because they're your fruits. You're the tree. So if your tree has 20% whatever it is, your kids, what's the line they say? Is this mishpat? What's the line they say? Your children, guys, listen to this. Everyone's got to listen to this. Everyone's got to hear this. One of the best lines I heard over Yom Tov. Ready for this? This is so scary, but listen to this line. I think I heard this from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Ready? Your children find the afikoman. What does that mean? Your children find that which you hide. What you hide, your children will find. Yeah. Beautiful. I agree. That is true. But I don't know if you hide that. That's hidden. So you know, that's good. Akiva, I love it. That's why I love this yeshiva. Akiva Fry, thank you. No, that's why I love this yeshiva. That's why I love it. That's Yehuda Teichman, the same thing. Hurt people, heal people. Akiva Fry is taking from the negative, making it to positive 100%. Ready? Let me say it better. I'm a Kabbal, I love it, Akiva. Your children will find that which is hidden. You hear the difference?
So what?
That which is hidden. Whatever is hidden. For good also. That's what Akiva is saying. For good also. Because it's hidden.
So the more you learn to
know yourself and to be open with yourself and get to know yourself and connect to yourself and love yourself and fall in love with yourself. And that's really what the Metzora is. The Metzora hates himself. He's Motzi Ra. He takes out all the Ra that he has in himself. When you see someone yelling, next time you see someone screaming and yelling at someone, next time you see that, the amount of yelling and screaming that that person does to himself is the same exact thing. The same exact thing, probably more. When you see someone yelling and screaming and being mean, it's the same exact thing that the person will do to himself. If someone's not nice, for sure they're not nice to themselves. For sure, because it's Motzi Ra. They're just taking out of them what they have inside of themselves. Road rage. Exactly. There's no road rage. Daniel, you know that? You ever heard that one from me? There's no road rage. You know what the pshat is? It's called rage. You have rage. So on the road, you'll have rage. It's not a din in the road. It's not because you're on the road. The guy's angry at, the guy has kitchen rage also. Kitchen rage. And he has kids come home from school rage. And he has my roommate rage. And I have air conditioner rage. And I have my airplane is uncomfortable rage. And I have my whole life is one big rage, is one big uncomfortable. And that's what the Mitzorah teaches us. The Mitzorah teaches, that's what the Mitzorah teaches us. The Mitzorah teaches us is that don't wait till you're a Mitzorah to spend time alone. Don't wait till you're a Mitzorah to spend time alone. Don't wait till you're Motzi Ra to spend time alone. Spend time alone and then you'll be Motzi Tov. All you'll do is the more you'll spend time alone and fixing yourself and healing yourself and challenging yourself and being tuned into yourself, the more you'll overflow into everybody else. Yeah, sorry.
For someone who's having a hard time like with having positive feelings toward himself, I think being alone, it wouldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's a jump start?
Great. Love it. Beautiful. Beautiful question. Beautiful question. One of the reasons, Ari, and this is for all of us, is that it's difficult for a person to spend time alone is because we're uncomfortable. It's like meeting somebody for the first time. Or meeting someone who you're spending time with alone, and it's like, especially if you don't like the person so much, or there's uncomfortability, and there's like, I'm stuck with this person. So meaning you're saying, what's the jump start to that?
Well, how's it going to help? If you don't like this person, whatever, yourself, say, right, by spending time with him, what's that going to do?
Right.
It's all of a sudden become positive thinking towards? I mean, how does it become positive by just spending time by yourself?
Yeah, so depending on how much you hate yourself, not you,
right,
depending on how much a person hates himself, is going to be to depend on whether you might need someone else. Why do people love to go to therapy? Why is therapy very good for people? Because I don't want to be alone with myself, but I could be with somebody with myself alone, and the person can show me or point out to me a certain stuff that might be that might be okay, that whatever. They might help me realize certain things about myself. Or a friend. You have a good friend. You could open up and talk to a person. Talk to a person. You sometimes need another person to do that. If you journal, if anybody journals, it's very, very, very important to journal. That's also spending time journaling, writing. Anything that a person could do to reflect inward. Remember, there's only one person who we can't see. That's myself. Everybody here in this space marriage can see me. And I can see everybody else here. I'm the only person who can't see myself, and the same applies to everybody here. Everybody has the same exact thing. There's only one person that everybody here can't see, and that's themselves. So now what's the benefit of that? The benefit of that and the negative of that, the benefit of that is that I can ask everybody here about me. So what does that do? What that does is it forces me to put a mirror in front of me so I could see myself. Now, most of us, what happens is that this and all that, that's the beauty, like I just spoke about. The beauty of this is this pushes back into me. This pulls me away. For anyone who's listening, will be listening to the recording, I'm picking up, I just picked up a Chumash and Torah. And that will reflect in me as a mirror in me. I picked up my phone. The phone pulls me away from me. It pulls me in. That's why people love their phone. Because I don't want to reflect me. They get drawn. Now, if I have Yosef HaTzadik sitting here, what? That's why people love Torah. That's why people love Torah. When you look at that, when I look at the parsha, when we learn a piece, it forces me to go in here. this forces me to get out of here. It gets out. Now, if I have a close friend like Yosef, I have a close friend like Avram, I have Chevra who can help me see in me. That's what's beautiful about this yeshiva, because we're all here to help each other go inward, to put up a mirror, and to say, oh, great. Because the natural thing is, I don't want to look in me. I want to look out. The tzaddikim spend time looking in. And they see such beauty. They see such beauty. Because when you really look in, like Akiva was saying, and you really dig deep inside who you are, you'll only find beauty. If you find ugh and you find dirt, it means you didn't dig deep enough. You didn't go deep enough. You gotta go, right? To get the treasure and to get everything, you gotta go deeper and deeper and deeper. Correct. Then it's gold again. Exactly. You gotta go through. That's what happens when you learn Torah. What happens? You hear a great schmooze. Oh, I want to learn Torah. Then you start learning the Torah and you're like, okay, great. Now I'm confused. I don't get it. Blah, blah, blah. That's the wood. Then you go deeper and you go deeper. You say, what does that mean? You're like, ah. The further you go down in the depth of the well, the colder and the fresher and the more beautiful the water is. It's beautiful, and it takes time. It takes effort. It takes patience. It takes a Rebbe. It takes a Chaver. It takes a Chevra to say, Ari, you're so, right? It's not just cute to say, Ari, you're so beautiful. That's not a cute thing. It's the depth. It's the depth and the depth and the depth and the depth of the, and we don't even know, like Akiva was saying, we don't even know what the neshama is, what my neshama is, how holy I am, that Hashem created. Do you know what that means? Hashem created you. Hashem didn't have to create you. He could have not created you. There are a lot of people in the world. What, you need another guy in the world? You need another? What do you mean? I need another guy with this nose and the ears and this. What do you need? Yeah. Hashem created you for a purpose. Hashem wants you on this planet. He has a very, very, very big purpose for you, for each and every one of us. For each and every one of us. Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He lived till 99.
Mm-hmm.
So this year he told them that people old feel that Ele Marasot Baolam, people don't see what they need to do. But I said, I live in Moyolam, I look at me. For me, I have a tafkid here, I feel good here. For me, it's enough. I don't need that people tell me we need you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the Metzora, remember. Yes, Yehuda.
How do I, are there questions I can ask myself or something to be able to see that the Torah that I'm learning is bringing me more to myself and not further away from myself?
Yes, great question. In just to say in short,
that's why you have a chavrusa, that's why you have a yeshiva, that's why you have rebbeim. That's why it's important to have that back and forth and the dialogue and what's pshat in Rashi, what's pshat in the, and what's the tzaddik teaching us? How does that relate to me? We don't just go in a vacuum and learn. People who go in a vacuum and learn, they could fool themselves. The Gemara says, Metapshim. You become it's dangerous to do that. You have Rebbeim. You have chaverim, you have svarim, and you open it up. You open up a sefer. You open up whatever sefer it is. You could open up any sefer. You wake up, open up anything. You ask questions. You ask questions. The first problem, Yehuda, the first problem is dedicating yourself and saying, I'm dedicating myself. I want the Torah and I want my learning to connect to me. I want to connect to it. I want to connect to it. I want it to make me and help me become a better person. I want it to help me be a more sensitive husband and a better father. And I want the Torah to help me be more clear. The Torah is ner mitzvah, Torah R. The R, the light. We live in a dark world. The world is, I just saw recently this thing that Nike, I heard Nike, I don't know. But I'm saying, forget it. I want to tell you guys one thing. Now I'm getting excited. I just got myself, if I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here. Even though we're recording this, I'm going to go here very, very strong. I don't think you guys realize how whacked out things have become in the last 2 years in the world against Judaism. I don't think you guys know how crazy it is. I want to tell you something. The fact that you have people in America, in the United States of America, publicly in colleges in America protesting against Israel, pro Hamas. Do you know what that means? Do you guys know what that means?
No.
I'll tell you what that means. Should I tell you what it means? This is what it means. It means like this. It means you have enough people who will celebrate the murder of innocent children, babies, mothers, women are celebrating, protesting to destroy this.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. What? What? It's very scary. What's going to be with your children in 10, what's going to be in 20 years from now? What's going to be in 10 years from now?
Mashiach.
These guys are going to be the ones that are working. These guys are going to be the ones that you're going to the airport and seeing. And these guys are going to be the ones that are you're voting for. These are all the guys in college. These are all the guys in the 20s.
They're your age.
All the people in the top colleges are the craziest.
Correct.
No sense.
Correct. It's your guys. It's the guys your age. It's your guys. It's your. It's the guys your age. And I want to say something. We'll end off with this in this year. I want to say something to you. I want everyone to know this very, very, very clearly. The sanity that you will get and get the sanity and the clarity that you're going to get is only. It used to be I could tell somebody, okay, you'll get it from out there. There used to, you know, if Hollywood, I don't have to tell you guys know better than I do. What did they say, Snow White? What was the Snow White? It was, you guys know the old Snow White? I heard Snow White, and it's this, and what? Leoleno. I don't know. I could just tell you one thing. You can't, the world has become so twisted that it's almost like you have to make a decision. And it's very heavy to hear this. You have to make a decision whether you're on this side or you're on that side. You can't be gray. It's very difficult to have gray anymore. It's very difficult to have gray. It's very difficult to say, okay, I'm gonna go be part of society and I'm gonna stay sane. I'm gonna stay clear. If you don't have this, if you don't know what Metzorah is, if you don't know who Avram Avinu is, if you don't know who Yitzchak is, if you don't know who your grandfather is, your great-grandfather, if you don't know the sacrifice of what Torah, Yiddishkeit, Shabbos, so what do you know? So what do I know? I end up knowing what was fed to me and what's being fed to me. And what is, you have to ask yourself that. What am I being fed? What is my brain eating? What is my heart? How many movies have you watched? I don't mean that in a bad way. How many hours of movies have you watched? I don't know if they have an app to let you know that. How many hours of movies has a person watched from the time he was 10, 11 years old?
A lot.
Now take that, and the influence. You know the story that I had with my kids. I used to let my kids, and I'll end off with this. I know I said that already 5 times. But I want to say this, Blina, that I'll end off with. My kids, I don't mind, they used to watch Arthur. And then one time, what's wrong with Arthur? It's an aardvark. It's whatever you guys know, the bunny rabbit. I don't know all the things. And my kid was talking to my other son. This is not a long time ago. He's talking about the two men who lived together on Arthur. Well, not two whatever they were together. Two animals, right? No pun intended. But I'm saying the two things. It is. And I'm not judging anyone who's a homosexual. But I'm saying it's animalistic. It's an animalistic thing. The Torah says it's an animalistic thing. I'm not judging, right? I'm not judging a person. And I mean that 100%. I'm not judging anyone who struggles with homosexuality. I'm just saying it's not the way Hashem created the world. It's something is off. Something is off. Why would my kid, what's the exposure of an 8-year-old kid watching SpongeBob coming out of the closet? What is that? How does that affect a person? What the way that affects a person? And I, chas v'sholem, I'm not making fun. I'm saying this 1,000 times. I'm not mocking any person who struggles with sexuality. Chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. That's not what I'm saying, b'chlal. But what I'm saying is that the influence of my brain and my heart from the outside world versus, look at the fight. Versus this, versus the Torah, versus that. And when my kids, I saw them talking about that, I said, you can't watch Arthur anymore. Why not? And I told them why they can't watch Arthur anymore. I don't know that. You can't watch Arthur anymore. Why? Because I don't want my kid, before he even reached puberty, to think that there's something called two men living together. That's not the way Hashem made the world. It's twisted, it's perverted. But how do I know that it's perverted? How do you know the Hamas is wrong? How do I know Snow White is supposed to be white? How do I know that? No, but how do I know that? I don't know that. I only know it from here. I know it from the Torah. And it doesn't mean, Yehuda, just to tell anyone who's challenging, it doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily know it from the Torah Shebichsav, straight Torah Shebichsav. You need your Rebbeim. You need Torah Shebaal Peh. You need the Chassidus. You need the Tzadikim. You need to talk about it. You need to schmooze about it. You need to understand it. You need to harav it. You have to have conversations. You know how many hours of conversations I have with my children talking like this about things, talking about life, talking about what's right, talking about what's not right, challenges, conversations, explaining, understanding, talking. We do say this, we don't say this, blah, 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 etc. Well, we don't judge another Jew. What is right? What is wrong? What are values? What's important? What's not important? What's love? What's relationships? Spending time. Who's selling that to you? Where are you getting that information? I remember when a guy in yeshiva, I know I said I'm going to end off, but once I'm going. I remember a guy in yeshiva, Yehuda, in the beginning. Yehuda's here from the founders of the yeshiva. One of the guys, I remember him telling me this, and this is almost 10 years ago. And he grew up in a home, very, very challenging parent situation. I remember he told me, so if I'm not getting the relationship of a husband and a wife and a family from the movies, from Hollywood, where am I getting it from? And I was like, that is the greatest question. That's a great question. Ask yourself, where am I getting the knowledge of having a close relationship with my spouse? Where did I get my knowledge of being a good father, not a good father? Where am I getting my knowledge of what's right and what's wrong? You know, we're going to talk tomorrow, what is it, tomorrow night, the Yom HaTzmaut? Yeah. Tomorrow night. Mr. Shem will talk about Yom HaTzmaut, about Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we're going to talk about Satmar. Yes, we're going to talk about Rav Kook. Yes, we're going to talk about going to the army. Yes, we're going to talk about all these things. You know why? Because it's important to talk about things and not just to assume things. And just to say, oh, I grew up and my father yelled at my mother all day, or my mother yelled at my father all day, or my brother bullied me all day, or my Rebbeim did this all day, and therefore, that's what Judaism is. Therefore, that's what parenthood is. Therefore, that's what it's about. I don't know, I'd like to learn from Avram Avinu what it means to be a husband and a father. I like to learn from Yitzhak Avinu. I like to learn from the Tzaddikim. I like to learn from Rabbi Aryeh Levin. I like to learn from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. You guys ever see that video of him and the Rebbetzin sitting there, he's sitting down, and they're saying brachas to each other? Have you ever seen so much love and connection between a husband and a wife? All the love and connection between a husband and wife, and everyone's divorced and everyone hates each other. So where do all the romance and all the movies and all the stuff that they showed us, that Hollywood and all the craziness has showed us, what has that led to? It's led to one thing, the destruction of a person. What has this led to? Adam. 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 Now for real, I'm ending off with this story. Bli Nedar. I heard this, I might not say this 100% right. I heard this from Rabbi Freifeld, B'shem Rabbi Freifeld, I think from my father-in-law. I'll get this. Daniel, you know Rabbi Freifeld, right? Ready for this? I think it was a secular person came to a rabbi's home or someone's home, or I think it was a secular person, or I think it was a secular person, and he had pictures of Gedolim on his wall. He had pictures of Tzaddikim on his wall. And the person said to him, says, who are all these people? They're your relatives, they're your uncles, this, these people. And know what the guy, know what the person said to the secular person who didn't know much about anything, about Judaism or anything, asked him, who are these? He said, so the person answered, and he said, there used to be a species called man, a human being. These are there to remind us there's a human being. It's an Adam. It's an Adam. It's an Adam. It's an Adam. Not a behema and not an angel. It's called Adam. Adam is sensitive. Adam is loving. Adam is caring. Adam, it's a person. It's a person. It's not a behema. It's not an angel. It's called Adam. It's a human being, a beautiful human being. All right, everybody, we should be zoicha. We should be zoicha to be. Oh, Hilchos Lashon Hara. Someone get on the chat. Thank you. Yeah, you got it? Yeah, we'll go for it, see.
Thank you.
Yesterday we did.
Day 10? Talking negative about a respected person. It is forbidden to talk negatively about a Rav or his Psak. Why is it forbidden? The Chafetz Chaim explains that besides degrading the Rav, which is also forbidden, you are also causing him to lose his authority and respect. As a result, people will not value his words or his Psak. Therefore, your words can cause countless people to sin.
Okay, have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life. Go ahead.